Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
It's 8:12, and that young lady clearing her voice is Erin Glasnevich. That was very performer clearing voice. Is that how
I'm
you
on.
Do it?
Oh, I'm on.
Erin Glasnevich is here. The tale of two Erins continues. Thanks to Erin Olson. She's off. Hey, you and I are just kicking it, talking. She's
yes,
off running.
Sir.
She's running the hot chocolate hustle. She's crazy.
I got my coffee.
Yeah.
I'll put my feet up soon, I think.
Yeah, you can. Erin is, first of all, are you a Galesburg girl?
Yes, I am.
And also the operations manager at the Galesburg Orpheum Theater. And that didn't happen by accident. That's a lifetime full of piano lessons, singing, being backstage, shows.
Life starting, full of theater.
Starting when?
I think I was about, every time someone asks me this, I think I really should ask my mom how old I was when I started. I think I was 4 or 5.
We can get your mom on the phone. What's her name?
I'll call her.
Mom?
We could. She's watching the kids right now. Yeah, I think it was 4 or 5. I was in a show called The Face on the Barroom Floor. And
that doesn't sound like a play a child should be in right off the bat.
It was mostly kids, I think. My
was
brother
it?
Was in it with me.
The
yeah.
Face on the Barroom Floor.
The Face on the Barroom Floor.
That is the most interesting name for a play. Okay.
I haven't even looked into it since.
Sure.
No, and I was a sign carrier for it.
Okay.
So I was in, I wore one of, I think I had two costumes, and they were both like outfits that I had worn when I was in tap class at some point earlier,
yeah.
You know, when I was, you know, so I had the outfits, I wore those, and I had the sign that I carried and that said, you know, next up or whatever.
What was the era of this play?
Oh, it was very like saloon time-esque,
sure.
You know, like, so yeah.
And it was full of kids.
Yeah, there were a
in
lot of kids.
In a saloon,
there.
That's
yeah.
Awesome.
And it was fun to watch. I mean, I was little, but like
right.
Looking back, it's funny that, you know, my brother had to play a drunk and stuff like that when he was, you know, 10 or whatever. I don't know.
Wait, so. You should write this. This sounds amazing. Like a saloon full of cowboys and bad guys, but it's all kids
yeah.
And barmaids. And is that cool?
That sounds, it was
is that a good
premise?
Cool.
I stuck with it. I mean, I stuck with theater. I'm like, this is great.
Right. Have you ever seen any likeness of this play or a poster of it or anything?
No. I'm going to have to, I leave, I'm going to have to look it up. Because...
During the commercial break, I'm Googling that.
So, yeah, that's kind of where it started. And I was terrified for that. I did not want to do it. My mom and dad, I think, wanted me to kind of come out of my shell because I was kind of shy. When
you
I
have
was
to
young.
Get pushed a little bit sometimes.
So, yeah. So they got me into theater and I did that and I was completely afraid and did it and loved it and decided, I think I like this.
Did your brother too? Did he go that way?
My brother, he's learning I mean, he speaks Japanese and he's in Japan right now.
Yeah.
And he goes to Harvard and he's learning about
right.
The police force in Japan and writing
his no need for that theater world.
But he went a different way, but we were involved with it together throughout our adolescent lives, all through high school, both of us together.
Performing arts in Galesburg.
Yeah, the Performing Arts Academy. We were both students there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Loved it.
My daughter wanted to know part of it.
Really?
Yeah, no part of it.
It's not everyone's
she's
thing.
She's like, can a friend go? Well, she was like, you scared.
Yeah.
At first, but that's awesome. That breaks a kid through so much, especially if it takes, if they love it, if you see that gleam in their eye and they
yeah.
Come home. Talking
sure.
About it is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's yeah. Great. And it's great. Theater is just a great thing in general for learning great social skills and how to interact with one another and learning about each other. It's perspective, learning, you know, other perspectives and things
yeah.
Like that. So it's been great for me. I, you know, it's helped me be a good, well-rounded person, I think, anyway,
yeah.
So far.
What did mom, dad, grandparents, what were you seeing growing up that was like... the family was in the arts. Were they involved a lot?
My
scene?
Dad played guitar
yeah.
And wrote. He was he still is. He's a songwriter and a singer songwriter. And I have lots of memories from when I was little. You know, him playing guitar and me dancing around and singing with him.
Yeah.
So I think that's
probably his favorite memory. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a lot of those great memories. So that might have been kind of where it started. And you know, I've always been really into movies and especially music. So I mean, maybe it morphed. From that little spark when I was young, and then I finally let myself enjoy it, you know, after
right.
I got over the the frightened part of it.
What was the first performance on a stage that you went, I'm going to own this, I'm going to practice this? You did it in front of the mirror. You practiced your lines at home. Was it junior high? Was it high school? Tell me that one performance.
I think it was probably I was cast as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, my God. You got the big one.
Yeah. So that was a Performing Arts Academy show, and I was so excited. My brother was in that one. He was the Cowardly Lion with me. My friend Tim Holmes was in it.
How old are you?
I think I was maybe a junior or in junior high, probably seventh grade.
Yes.
So, yeah, so that was really cool. And
you said, I'm going to try out for Dorothy, or someone immediately came up to you and said, you're going to be Dorothy.
No, for Academy shows, you take the classes and then they kind of evaluate, you know, who they kind of cast it based on your progress in the class.
Yeah. So performing arts will put on that specific play.
And then
play.
They'll put on that play. So they just, you know, I didn't really audition for anything. But, mm-hmm. you know, everybody, every girl in theater wants to be Dorothy, right?
Yes.
That's the dream role. That's Judy Garland, you know? So that was really cool. And that was kind of where the first real, like, you know, leading lady type role that I got.
Yeah.
And that was...
How many performances? Was it the three, the matinee and the 2 weekend
We had the two, the kids performances that they do on like for the students. And then we had the weekend full. But it was a double cast show. Myself and Rachel Maloney, we were double cast. So there were two Dorothys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we kind of shared performances. And
because it's
like
a busy play and she's in every scene.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Right. So we both kind of got to have that experience each on our own. And I don't know how much the three dudes that were the companions liked having a different Dorothy jump back and forth every time. But it was an interesting experience for sure.
Who do you like better, Dorothy 1 or Dorothy 2? How about were you on stage when the lights went up for that one?
When the lights went up.
When the lights went up, when the spotlight hit you on stage, were you on stage for that performance? Do you remember
when the first
time you looked out and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's really people.
And then you're blinded and it's really hot and you're having to sing notes.
And then you just go.
And your brain, it's weird sometimes. I feel there's like my brain almost turns off or it goes on autopilot because there's another part of my brain, like while I'm singing or performing, that there's like a little voice like, oh, don't mess this up. Or like, you know, that little voice in the back of everyone's head.
Right.
Like that voice starts going nuts when I'm performing sometimes. And, you know, and that's I remember that's what it was doing at that point, like, oh, you're doing it, just don't think about it, just do it,
keeps you sharp.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's great. Erin Glasnovich is with me this morning. She's from Galesburg and she's the operations manager at the Orpheum Theater. We're going to talk about what it's like to work at that wondrous place coming up, because it must be really, really cool. So that was junior high.
Mm-hmm.
And then in high school or college, was there a big college role? Was college just work? What was college?
College was great.
At
Western Illinois University, I studied in the BFA program for musical theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate because especially during the school years, I got some good roles in like studio shows and things like that mostly. But for their summer music series, I did 2 summers there where we did 3 shows for the whole summer. So it was like 8 hours of rehearsals, almost 10 hours of rehearsals. Every day, and you got up, you worked in the costume
shop.
They
were messing around. Was that different from high school or junior high?
Very, very much so.
It was
an intensive, you know, almost. So I was in some great shows there. I got to be in Little Shop of Horrors and Rocky Horror Show and Children of Eden was one. Me and My Girl was an old-fashioned musical, tap musical.
Did you prefer to do more of a dance singing thing or acting more?
I learned in college that, you know, you put on your resume like what you're best at. You put actor/singer/dancer, or if you're best at dancing, you put dancer, actor, singer, or whatever. So I would say, you know, I was actor/singer/dancer.
Yeah.
So I was more of the actor singer. So the roles where I could just go up there and sing my stuff, you know, those are my favorites. And those are the ones I felt most comfortable in. Like,
right.
One of my favorites that I would love to reprise is I was the voice of Audrey too in Little Shop of Horrors, which is the voice of the plant. So I sat backstage and sang while this giant puppet on stage moved its
mouth. Did you love that, not being seen and you could just go all out?
It was kind of cool. And then I came out at the end for curtain call with my big green dress on, and it was great. They're like, oh, look, it was her. her the whole time.
That's Aaron.
Yeah, it was great.
So, that's pretty cool.
Lots of cool experiences. Lots of great roles.
We'll talk about that stage that she's been on as a performer and as a worker coming up. It's Aaron Glasnovich, operations manager at the Orpheum Theater. And we'll talk about that whole team of which you mentioned one name earlier that you were in plays with when you were little.
Yep, Tim.
Tim Holmes. Coming up on Galesburg Live, our guest is Aaron Glasnovich from the Orpheum Theater. It's 8:21.